This is the August 19th, 2025 meeting of the CBD Historic District Landmarks Commission Architectural Review Committee. Roll call. Randy Hutchison, present. Robbie Candelosi, present. Robert Boyd, present. Miriam Salas, present. Ashley King, absent. We have four members constituting the quorum. The first item on the agenda are the minutes from the Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025 meeting. Are there any notes or is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
I second.
A motion by Randy Hutchison, a second by Miriam Salas. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Please note for the record that Ashley King has arrived and we have five members present. First application on the regular agenda is 807 Howard Avenue. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Welcome. Have a seat. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Joey Carlson, 1710 Williams, Old Howard, Kenner.
Great. Thank you, staff.
This is an application for the detailed review of a storefront treatment at a contributing rated two-story commercial building. You may remember this project. It came last year in March. We mostly focused on the penthouse at that time.
Would the applicant like to make a brief presentation?
For this scope of work that we're looking at, it's along the front facade that's facing Howard Avenue. And it's in the little alcove right there. And we're proposing to replace the vertical wood slats with a glass storefront that matches the existing in terms of finish. And then the ceiling, I'm just proposing to do like a flush metal panel for the ceiling. And then have two recessed down lights with like a narrow beam spread. So that's about the extent of what we're looking at today.
How far does the existing wood slats sit back from the
front? 3/4 of an inch, an inch.
What, like from the front?
The depth of
4 feet.
4 feet, okay.
Yeah. What's behind that wall right now?
Behind
the wood slats. What's the construction of that wall that you're...
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
You're taking it down and putting a new storefront in its place?
I mean, it's wood frame. I don't know what the assembly consists of, but I know it's wood framing. Because the whole idea is that the tenant's going to come in there, and we want to let as much natural light in there. Okay. And since we're putting the stair for the upstairs and closing that off, it kind of becomes a dark alley. Mm-hmm. So we just figured put glass in there. I think it looked nice to bring the full height glass all the way through. Mm-hmm.
This comes up every time about the recess being an invitation for people to inhabit it after hours. Is a gate proposed, like you have egress? I mean, there's all sorts of challenges there if it remains sort of recessed, and or y'all are understanding that it will get utilized after hours. And
oh, we know.
Okay. Yeah, there was a woman sleeping in it when I showed up to take photos.
Yeah, we know.
Okay. So I guess with
and the owner knows too. It's full well.
Okay, so I guess with that, would you want to pull the storefront forward? I see the chat, like, I don't know if this side opening here is wide enough for your stair door, or...
Well, then I'm stepping off 5 inches, so...
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. I'm just bringing up something that, you know... Coming back like 2 years later with a gate and you have an egress door, and it all creates all sorts of challenges that we've seen here multiple times. So I'm just addressing it now.
Mm-hmm. I'm just getting ready to say the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't have much options in this case.
Are you adding this horizontal mullion to on either side of the opening? There's existing vertical storefront, and And you're keeping that, right?
Yeah, I'm bringing the horizontal across.
You're going to add the horizontal to that existing?
Look
at the photo.
It says match existing there, 7 feet, so it does look like he's matching what's off to the side.
Yeah, but you see on the,
delete
on the front elevation, it shows a horizontal mullion on this existing, but that's not there, and you're not adding it, right?
In the side panels.
I know which one you're talking about. I made a mistake.
Okay.
Is there any public comment regarding 807 Howard Avenue? Hearing none, is there any more discussion or a motion?
I move for conceptual approval for details to be worked out at the staff level. I wouldn't have gone along with this from fresh. I mean, since we've got this here now, I think this is okay, but where this coming to us is a completely new application with nothing in there, I'd say no.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Bradley Cantalosi and a second by Randy Hutchinson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is 800 Canal Street. Welcome. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Sure. Heather Cooper, AQ Studios, 1100 Poitras.
Great, thank you. Staff?
This is an application for the renovation and a penthouse addition at a contributing rated four-story commercial building.
Would the applicant like to make a brief presentation?
Yes, please. I'm sure many of you are familiar with this building. It's the CVS on Canal Street. Just for a little context, although it doesn't necessarily impact our design necessarily, but CVS is staying as a tenant on the first floor. So we'd be looking at renovating the upper floors into a hotel. So like the CVS branding, all of that would be remaining. So the first floor, you see that we're not really doing much other than adding the hotel entry off of Canal Street. We are looking at putting a canopy there, which we can look at when we get to the exterior elevations. One thing that we are looking to do starting on the third floor is insert light wells. Essentially, the building is so deep that we're not able to get natural light back into the middle of the block portion. So we'd be cutting away some of the existing building to insert those light wells, which would not be, you wouldn't be able to tell that change from the street. We are looking at adding a penthouse addition. It's set back 18 feet from Carondelet and just over 19 feet off of Canal Street. That 19 foot is set by, there's an existing elevator that we're looking to extend up. So that's kind of where that dimension came from. The stair and kind of MEP space that you see on Carondelet is existing. It has some of the original building signage in that portion. From an exterior elevations perspective, we're looking at working with, the building is pretty clear, like phased, so we're trying to work with that as much as possible. A little bit more straightforward on the Carondelet side. I think it's pretty successful in keeping with that existing fabric. We are looking at stucco, a smooth stucco finish for that penthouse addition. We are pursuing historic tax credits, although we haven't received any feedback on that yet. We did look at some sightline studies. You will be able to see the penthouse from across the street on Canal. Pretty hard to avoid given how wide Canal Street is, but minimally so. And then from Carondelet, you wouldn't be able to see it, which makes a lot more sense given the width of that street.
So it looks like 11 feet 6 inches.
Yeah.
So it just meets the guideline setback
requirement.
Yeah, you see.
Yeah. the floating pool. We haven't set all those ceiling heights yet.
And the pools will be higher than the glass railing.
They're higher than the glass railing, but as you can see in the site line, so you won't be able to see them from Carondelet.
But yes, from the canal, right?
Are there any new openings being proposed for the third floor along Carondelet?
No. So we're not looking at any new openings on Carondelet or on now.
Okay.
We're just adding openings in those light wells that we'd be inserting and okay. then on the hedge house. The only real change that we're looking to do to the existing building is adding a simple canopy on canal so that there's some indication of where the hotel entrance is as opposed to the CVS's.
I know it's early in your scope to ask this, but have you looked at the signage yet?
So we haven't like fully got into it. I'm sure part of the canopy will come with some signage.
Okay.
The other idea, though, is there's a good stretch of storefront on the side of that existing double door mm-hmm. that you could put signage
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
So we have a couple options available to us.
Signage is a huge issue on Canal, so just...
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And it's a challenge. Like, CVS has quite a bit of signage, and its red color also makes it, like, very distinctive. So wanting people to know where the hotel entrance is and stand up to that, but also like the
have. Speaking to that then, how come on the ground floor the entrance into the lobby, it's on the left side. It's like right next to the entrance to the CVS. So you've got the canopy over those doors. It's kind of competing a little bit mm-hmm. with the CVS canopy. Why not just shift it off to the right and make it a little more distinctive?
We certainly could do that. We are working with those are existing doors.
Okay.
But we could certainly move the doors, and then you could kind of have a more straight entrance to the elevator and
yeah,
the stair.
Yeah, because it's going
to try. So the storefront's all existing with existing doors?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. So it would be a modification.
It's kind of a nice entrance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But certainly there's sound logic to what you're saying.
But I also see they wanting to preserve existing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, I think the canopy, I think I would like to see more detail
or
something. Like, I feel like it wants to fit in with that storefront frame or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe be the whole width, because you've got this beautiful metal sort of detailing or frieze above those existing storefronts, and that's a really strong element. And so I think that the canopy might want to sit within that storefront frame or, you know, I think it needs on this particular building and I think it needs a little bit more attention.
Yeah. Sure.
Because you've got such the strong canopy at the central entrance of that, and it's, you know, I love this simple Art Deco building.
Yeah.
I've always have. And so me, it's like you really want to keep those existing elements and celebrate them and not compete against them.
Absolutely.
And just like, you know, a single canopy just over the doors, I think isn't really
enough.
Yeah.
It needs more strength.
You just want to see it, right? Because you want to know if it's going to work or not in it.
But I also understand.
I don't really see if it's going to work.
Right, but also I see protection also.
Yeah,
you
need
elements too.
Yeah, and that's what I was wondering. Like, instead of using a canopy, could it be possible to just recess that entry doorway to give that without really acting?
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that right there on canal.
So you would do a canopy, but not a recess.
Or, you know,
the recesses are real bad on Canal.
They have the one
fact of urban life.
It's because it's Canal Street. The recesses are very bad.
Okay, well, let's
they have their own police detail.
A protected recess that might architecturally be better. Otherwise, the canopy, like I'm agreeing with Ashley, it would really have to be that, that metal panel there.
Yeah.
That piece just extruded out, I think I could
buy the whole length.
The whole length.
Yes.
But anything other than that, I think it would just be competing.
The hierarchy of it, it seems so small regard for the other one that it's like, I'm barely here. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, so either the metal panel or within the storefront.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like using a transom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So speaking of protections, weather protection, at the penthouse,
mm-hmm.
have you considered how this is going to be weatherized with these openings?
That was my next question.
Right.
Every time.
Right. I've almost started just like adding it into my field.
Right. That's right.
You are a frequent flyer here, so.
I actually for penthouses. Yeah. Penthouses, openings without awnings over them. Yep, anyway. So we've talked to them about the weatherizing. They understand that we're maxing out essentially our penthouse footprint. So we'd be weatherizing them without a canopy over them.
Are you gonna expand the doors a little bit or not?
Yeah.
Because you have space. I mean,
we could look at that for sure. We do have some room. On this building, a wider lot than some for penthouse edition, mm-hmm. so we could look at that for sure.
Yeah, the units seem large enough. I have a question on the second floor.
Sure.
If we go to this, your second floor plan and the second floor on the car on the left, you have what I seems to be some screens, but they're shown like windows on the plan. Are they going to remain screens, or are you going to replace the openings where the screens are with windows? Particularly the second floor.
No, they're windows. That's a graphics error on our part. They're existing windows. Okay. They'll be windows. I'm not sure what happened there, to be honest.
Then I have another comment.
If
you have a wall hit in the middle of the window that is not a molyum pattern.
Yeah, we're working through the unit layouts.
Yeah, so that wall, that's 201, is hitting in the middle, like a third of the window, not four.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that one maybe has to be reconsidered. And it's something that people will definitely
make. Right.
The same thing with the other partition between, it seems to be like almost on the frame. So maybe consider pushing those into the wall.
Yeah, we won't interfere with any of the existing windows. They're beautiful windows.
Mm-hmm. So that one is a trick because what the hatch area between the three-bedroom unit and the existing elevator, that's not in contract, right? That's your, like, mechanical?
CVS has access to that space. They store, essentially, they're, like, backstop.
So that wall exists, as is today.
What's that?
That wall that is shown there exists today?
Yeah.
And if it's in the middle of it. Since it exists, maybe. It's good to say. It's a weird.
Is there any public comment regarding 800 Canal Street? Hearing none, is there any more discussion or is there a motion? I want to ask one clarification question. On the elevations, it looks like there's a tie rod at the top with an X. That is, in fact, the existing four-leaf clover.
Yes. it's an interesting start to look at all the details that are in this building.
Because you don't notice them.
It's so high up there, but they're pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's got a surprising number of windows, given that it used to be a department store.
Yeah.
Gus Myers.
What department store was it?
Gus Myers.
It still says it on the side of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's on
that back corner.
On the side there.
Oh,
fun. That is good.
I never noticed that. When you're also vertically challenged.
We do have a different perspective.
Yeah.
Yes.
In my office, I met somebody get to my height, and they're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was at a project, and about thermostat heights being at like 5 feet. I'm like, that's really high. And then I'm like, with a 6 foot man, and he's like, and I have to bend over to like.
Yeah.
I was like, okay,
we'll be in the middle. Motion.
I guess I just have one more question. I don't know if that's. Does anybody else seem to have heartburn with the elevator overrun?
I don't think there's a choice.
It's there.
It's existing.
They're using the existing one.
Okay.
But you are bringing it up to the penthouse. So
correct.
It is being raised.
Yeah, you're adding a level on it.
Yeah. I mean, I
yeah,
think...
Yeah, right on the edge of the building.
Something odd to the front of the penthouse.
I think that the Park Service is going to have enough say yeah. over all this. And so I think...
They may force you to create yeah. a new elevator.
I think that we're going to see a slightly different version mm-hmm. of this post...
Feedback.
Post Park Service feedback. So especially when it comes to the elevator overrun. So,
yeah. Yep.
Are you doing tax credits?
Yes. Yeah.
So I think that...
I got a feeling that they're going to ask to put it back here. Just follow it to mm-hmm. a few something.
Right.
But let them say that.
Right. Yeah, we're hoping they'll let us use the infrastructure that we already have.
Yeah. You have a strong case for that. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I was just going to hold my comments on the penthouse until yeah. post Park Service.
We can divide it.
Huh?
Defer.
I mean, I'm good with it. I mean, I'm good with conceptually there, yeah. but it's, you know, it's pending.
I wouldn't defer it because they need to
yeah.
be,
you
know,
I mean, it meets, to me, the penthouse meets our standards and our guidelines.
Yeah.
So I don't have any comments on that.
Beyond,
that
yeah.
you know, beyond the treatment of the windows, yeah. you know, let's get more, if we want more detail, I guess, on the elevator. Well, how do you want to handle...
I mean, I guess if it's within the guidelines, it's mm-hmm. fine. It's just...
Well, you wanted to see the awning, too, so you can approve the mess and yeah. the details to come back. Okay. Ship
appointment? Yeah.
Or with
the after ship appointment, I would say.
Yeah. Okay.
And I would... I know some people, most people don't include a ship appointment, but if you can mark them up on your plans when you come back, then
right.
it kind of sets the precedent of mm-hmm. like, okay, ship and MPS are in agreement with these.
Right. How's SHPO or MPS doing with four story? Because like at first, I was wondering that because like at first three story was what they were considering.
Three story is like the hard no.
Well, yeah, because like it used to be like two story was low rise. Now three story is low rise. Are they creeping up
it's
to four story?
They're just asking you to step back two as well. Like I'm literally proposing something and they're fine with it. That it's only two stories, but it's so set back.
It'll definitely be a challenge. I think we'll hope we'll get some right. sort of penthouse if it's yeah. maybe a slightly different footprint.
Mm-hmm. I
just,
yeah, I would
just
remember,
love to see stuff in the top of this building.
I remember yeah. battling them mm-hmm. for an elevator overrun on a three-story.
Yeah.
That had very limited visibility.
Is there a motion?
Sorry.
I like her.
Okay. Help edit, but I think that the motion is for conceptual approval of the massing of the penthouse pending further review if needed based on MPS feedback.
Mm-hmm. And then revision to the canopy. Obviously.
Yes.
And what to the canopy?
Revision to the canopy.
Come back to us or to staff?
Like
think
you
we
said,
want,
it's probably going to come back to the elevator regardless.
I think that we also want to, I think we want to see the canopy. I think for this building, we need
I mean,
to see the canopy.
It's conceptual, so you can continue going. Yeah. I mean, when that ship
we've
before that.
We've got a journey to go before we're there anyway.
Right.
Have you submitted the ship yet?
Working on it.
Address the canopy to the ship.
There we go.
I'll second.
There's a motion by Ashley Kane, a second by Robbie Cangelosi. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Great project. Thank you.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a really cool building.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is 1060 Magazine Street. Welcome. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Tony Alfortis. I work with Mathis Bree Architects.
Okay.
So
are you speaking?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure. Scott Evans, National World War II Museum, 945 Magazine Street.
Thank you. Staff?
This is a review of exterior changes since the previous approval of the new construction of a 34,854 square foot two-story museum and storage building on a vacant lot in Full Control Warehouse District. This was last reviewed at the November 2023 ARC meeting and was recommended for conceptual approval. The final details were worked out at the staff level. Some of the comments included that the additional vertical muntin at the first and second floor windows helps to make them all more cohesive and appears to have resolved the previous proportionality issues. The proposed seamless muntin with no exterior cap could also be expressed to the exterior like a more typical window division and may help further unify the windows. The raised area of parapet above the left side exhibit entry door appears too residential in character and should be eliminated so the parapet is consistent in height with this area. The applicant should consider revising the two narrow windows shown above the left side exhibit entry door to match the adjacent larger rectangular windows, as this may improve the overall facade composition and may be easier to construct. And finally, that if exterior signage is desired, the location and type should be considered and integrated into the overall building design. Do you want to just kind of go through some of the changes you've made?
I do, sure. So, you know, as mentioned, we met with you guys last time in 2023. Since then, we've had some significant changes to the building, which has altered the exterior elevation. I'll go through those quickly. So we moved the second floor up 7.5 feet. We've added a mezzanine level between floors 1 and 2. And most dramatically, we've introduced a two-story entrance lobby. There's going to, in the future, be a leadership center that's going to be on the second floor. Originally, when we met, it was going to be a storage space.
Yep.
The way the drawings are set up, we have what we presented in 2023 and then what we currently have. So if we can walk through these. So floors two and, I'm sorry, pages 2 and 3 show the first floor. So looking on page 3, the revision, you can see the main lobby that we've added in that space. We've also added a ornamental stair. The rest of the space pretty much remains the same. The slight changes here on page 4. This is the mezzanine. This was not originally in the drawings, so this is a new sheet. You can see it behind the new lobby space. Pages 5 and 6. This is the second floor, again, just showing the introduction of the two-story lobby space. Moving on to page 7, this is the roof plan. Again, this was not included in the original documents. We're showing this because the second floor in the back part of the building, we're actually popping up the roof in order to get more ceiling height in that space. And we'll talk about this a little bit more momentarily. Moving to 8, so this is the existing site elevations. The west side is on the top, east side, our project site is on the bottom. Project site currently is just empty. There was a warehouse there that had been demoed. Moving on to page 9 and 10, so these again show the 2023 versus the current. The 2023, you can see sort of the building on the, it was the height of it was in between the building on the right, which we call the pizza shop, and the building on the left, which is, it's called 1040 Magazine, which is also part of the museum. And then when we go to page 10, the new addition, you can see with all the additions of the ceiling of the floor raising up as well as a mezzanine, the overall height of the building increased. This also shows the new double height entrance lobby. On the right-hand side of the building. Moving to page 11 and 12, this is just enlarged elevations. Again, really this starts to show and call out the materials that we're using. For the most part, we're maintaining all the same materials. We are introducing the curtain wall system as well as metal panels surrounding that curtain wall system. Then page 13, this is the sightline study showing that the pop-up in the back of the building is not visible from the street level, so you'll only be able to see the main facade. Moving on to the rendering, so 14 and 15.
You're using that one, the higher part of this one?
I'm sorry?
In the sightline study, are you using the highest of the parapet or yes. The lowest?
And 15, these are just the renderings of the two elevations. So the new elevation on page 15, again, highlighting that new entrance that we have. 16 and 17, these are just the enlarged rendered views. This one is of the macro itself. Not really a lot has changed here. The pilasters have gotten a little bit thinner as we've gone up.
but majority is pretty much the same. 18 and go ahead.
The coursing on page 16 and the recesses beneath the windows, are those, that material all the same size? Look towards the windowsill, they're changing up size, but towards the bottom to the first floor, they're all consistent size stacked up. Is it just a rendering issue?
No, actually, so it's actually the elevation of the sidewalk. Is that, so?
No, that's not what it's
saying. You're looking at this.
Like this is a different size here than these down here, and these are all different. So is it all?
That's a rendering issue.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yep. All the same. Okay.
Yep. Sorry. Eighteen shows the, you know, it's a little bit of more intimate look at the new the new entrance. You can see there's we're using metal panel, as I mentioned before, and so this is a nod to the Hall of Democracy, a building across the street. The majority of that side is curtain wall as well as metal panel. So. And then the last two pages are just again large views of the macro of the building. I do want to say, on page 21, we're showing the windows to be reflective glass. That is not, that's not what we're using, so it's just a rendering perspective.
Yeah.
So. I do want to mention real quick, going through when we were here before, you know, items 4 and 5 regard to the raised parapet, obviously those I think go away, that and the two windows, because now we're sort of, you know, introducing that whole other aspect or element of the building. And so I think it kind of works now as before. I kind of did agree that it didn't quite work before. So.
How does this raised building impact sort of the other buildings? Like behind this, or I can't remember.
It's fairly consistent. There's an apartment complex behind it, mm-hmm. and those buildings are fairly similar in height to 1040. Mm-hmm. The building on the left.
There's an alleyway back there, the
okay.
typical city alleyway that we're maintaining for the 3.5 to 4 feet.
Okay.
We have the portion that's in the back is only 18-ish feet tall, I think, so we're not blocking his windows, if that's what you're asking.
I didn't know if there was going to be any neighbor uproar with this.
No, we've talked about that.
Okay.
Yeah, and actually, to your point, there is a section in the back that's adjacent to the building that is lower, as Scott mentioned, so.
Is there are these like floor to ceiling glass, or is there a reason why the sill is lower?
Yeah, we just wanted to kind of highlight those windows because they're sort of a little bit unique to the elevation. And yeah, those are, you know, I think maybe 6 inches to the bottom, to the slab height. So they are closer to the slab elevation. So.
Those to me were a little bit odd in the previous drawings, and still a little bit odd today.
I agree.
The portion between the top of the ground floor windows and the bottom of the second floor windows is massive now. It really feels very heavy now because of that, and it makes the windows feel even smaller. The building definitely has been stretched forward, but it looks like it all went in that panel, in that spandrel panel. Mm-hmm. The addition of the entrance, I think, is really good. I think it helps. Give the building an entrance, a face, whereas before it was very confusing to me what the front of the building was, how you say hello to the street. And so I think that really helps, but a huge band across the middle, the proportions feel really funny to me. The parapets are also taller than the previous one, is that right? Yeah, mm-hmm. And so it almost kind of has that sort of old West Town kind of feel, with mm-hmm. fake front, especially because I can see the side of it now.
What is going to be that side, by the way, between the pizza restaurant and your house. It's all solid? Because you're on the property
so
now, right?
Yeah, correct. It is, yeah. So the brick returns, and then it's going to change to metal panel the further you back you get. I think we're returning it.
See, that would be a very, obviously you are in the property, and you have some restrictions unless you put out the new system over the windows, you know, in that wall. But I think that we're forgetting how that is perceived from that side. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be a very, it's a large elevation. It's going to be very severe having it all as a blank facade. Or maybe it's an opportunity for art, or consider something in that wall, because we're not seeing it, but like, I'm just imagining it being like, oh, that's a gigantic, ominous one. Tony, aside from like the commentary of my colleagues about that horizontal band being too wide, maybe a silly comment, but it might be also a rendering issue. Obviously, you have a slope going on the sidewalk, so your last row grid is like very uneven because you're adapting to the sidewalk, but in reality, to construct it like that is going to be very odd. So I don't know if you need to think about a continuous curve that adapts. It's a horizontal datum.
We do. I'll have to check on the rendering to see if this is actually accurate. We're trying to maintain something consistent, but you're right. The entire property sort of leans from left to right. So we do have a certain concrete band, at least when the building steps back and then we're dropping it down.
Because that one brick that is coated in thirds, quarter, fourths, etc., is going to be very clear.
Sure.
I think it's more evident on page 21. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that you have studied that proportion of your windows to that, but I agree with my colleagues, it looks somehow, I don't have a solution, but it looks weird.
I guess we can't be too prescriptive about it, but
yeah.
I would say a lot of the original proportions probably work better outside of the where the new entry is working. You know, the differences in parapets and even that band is not as pronounced. So because we've added so much height, it seems like there needs to be some architectural elements that are now
like an inset
or added or
will the ground floor windows move up or stretch up?
Yeah, I think what's sort of throwing things is that
or in the datum of the second floor windows is consistent.
Yeah, well that, and then also sort of this datum sort of carrying through this time, I think is not as successful as previously, where that emphasis of that parapet versus this parapet. That line wasn't created in the data. I think that's what's throwing things off.
And I have another question. I know you created a mess and et cetera, but what happened if you, I'm sorry, Mr. Developer, have you explored having second floor windows or second mezzanine floor windows?
Say this again?
Yeah, like inserting more, like if you are working with more openings, and creating a vertical rhythm that is different than this wider band, might soften the issue that we're seeing as the scale of the voice and the soul.
Or even a recess, just something, you know, something to break up that band.
Maybe bringing this color in there. Something. I don't know. And it kind of ties it.
Seems to me like you're trying to present this kind of turning into two separate buildings that's sort of the same. Identity running through it, and I'm wondering if it wouldn't be better served by having it pushing the building with the entry a little bit further in the direction the two-story curtain wall was going, in order to give that building its own identity, separate from the building next to it.
Conceptually, the idea, because it is such a large piece of property, the idea was to sort of break it up so it looks like two separate buildings, albeit still having some of the same elements, because it is one building.
I think that's what is kind of working against you, that maybe if you pushed the building further, with divisions in the glass similar to the pavilion, so it has its own language, it just doesn't seem like it's going far enough in its identity as separate buildings.
Okay. You were saying that because I was feeling like the color shift didn't really make any sense to me.
It did, right.
Yeah,
because it wasn't
ignited more.
Yeah, they could go all the way or not. Like
it's in between.
It's in between.
Right.
So if the windows, the punch windows, start to have a curtain wall texture similar to the three-story entry pavilion, the canopy was separated and had a different identity from the other building, or if you going to continue and have it continue in terms of color and identity all the way. But it's kind of a mishmash.
Yeah. Yeah, because
I like breaking it up into two buildings. So it needs, I think, two separate identities is my
maybe
personal
maybe change the pad up its height here.
Yeah, I think more curtain walls in here. And,
or maybe, and also this piece that,
picking up
if we're talking on like in a historic context, the piece that connects the two buildings, if this was one building and the other one, this one is a repetition of the other bay. Maybe that piece is what it wants to be even more different. Like in thinking in a historic building addition, if it was truly a historic building, obviously this is new construction. But you will talk about that piece as a hiatus that is sort of a threshold between one and another. Maybe, I don't know what it goes to plan, but making that a different treatment altogether, it's not the left, it's not the right, and it works like that.
Right. Or let the facades follow
continue
the floor plan more, because like the facade, like this seems to be, I mean, floor plan wise, this is one building, and four pillars wise, this is a second.
Yeah, and I just can't stop looking at these three windows, because I guess in my mind, I'm always expecting, you know, that this colonnade is proud of a plane that's just behind it, and so the fenestration logic, I would expect it to continue right here, so I'm just expecting that. Brick is the same as this, and this window and this window are really in the same plane and the same proportions. So I'm sort of expecting more of these kind of square windows to kind of march along there, and it's just sort of odd and it doesn't.
Is there any public comment regarding 1069 Gold Street?
Well, I guess is the big ask about, you know, how we feel about raising the building and adding the mezzanine. Is that sort of the big piece right now? Or?
Well, that and the entry.
Okay.
That's a pretty big
difference.
Yeah. Right. Two. Correct. I hear you on the band. You're right. It is rather large there across the middle. Not sure about adding fenestration there, but maybe there is some architectural bridge. Worth detail. I hear you on the raised parapet. We could probably drop those a little bit so they aren't so western town. No offense.
No
offense taken. The three windows, I can see that. I don't know about repeating a square, but
what if it's a large
continuous,
or maybe it's just a large horizontal
bar? Yeah,
I mean, the idea for the, but it's just, you know, to talk to that, the idea of the three windows is you do have sort of a different opening at the bottom, right? That's sort of a garage door opening into that space. So we wanted to treat the upstairs a little bit differently as well. Again, maintaining the same material, it is curtain wall size. It's just making it a little bit different.
Have you sketch that being a continuous horizontal window, I mean a very large window in which
we may have like in the very beginning stages of
because design, they're responding to the opening of the garage doors.
Yeah.
The garage door is continuous, as we say.
Yeah.
So maybe making that a very large opening, obviously you're gonna have vertical buildings because you need them, but maybe that is closer to what you're trying and it looks less. Because it looks that I think we have commented that in the prior version that we weren't very convinced about those two.
Or maybe it's windows with metal panels sort of infills, sort of hitting, picking up sort of the patterning of the.
You know, I feel like we did that. We had that the first time we were here, not in October, but we had come before and then we made some changes. But I'll go back and look at that. So I felt like, and within the windows, we had a separate material, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we played around with those.
I think we were playing around with some of the I don't No, that's just, I think it was spandrels is actually what we were doing. We were going vision and spandrels.
It's just like the band of brick there. It seems like strange.
I think with the change in direction, it was, you know, maybe revisiting some previous moves.
Tony, I also have like a listening question. Are they, there's like black dots randomly placed. Are those flagpoles or is it just a rendering issue?
Which page are you on?
Page 15.
No, those are actually exterior lights.
Maybe they need to be a different scale.
Yeah. Although I'm saying centering the columns. I don't know that that's completely
Yeah, because right they're not like yeah, center.
No.
Yeah, they, like if it were light, it would be centering the column,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I don't know what those are.
In my prior life, I used to be a 3D render person, so I'm like...
So you're very understood.
You remember that times?
You might just also want to consider it at the entrance pavilion. You're really making, expressing it. It's got its own materiality, its own scale. And then you still have a little parapet behind it. And honestly, if that parapet were gone completely, and it's just totally the metal form that's making the entry, I think it's a lot more, it's stronger. And the difference between the sort of two functions is a little bit more clear.
So or maybe that even raises up and becomes the parapet.
Right.
You know, like
the whole volume thing.
The whole thing, because, and really emphasize that break.
So I think conceptually we're fine with you going higher and not in the new entry. But I think the rhythm penetrations and the material application needs further consideration. Would that be a motion? Right.
It works for me.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And what is the
path forward?
Well, I think that, so...
Come back.
Yes, so the mezzanine and raised area is fine, but we need to come back and review... review treatment of the horizontal banding between at the mezzanine level. Mm-hmm. Look at maybe raising the main entrance or eliminating the parapet. So there needs to be further study of the parapet heights, how they relate, further study of the horizontal band at the mezzanine level.
The triptych windows.
Particularly the three little windows over the roll-up doors. Mm-hmm.
September
16th.
When's the deadline for that?
It's going to
be like 2 weeks before, but I can let you know.
So 2 weeks.
Was that a second motion?
Yes.
We have a motion by Miriam Salas and a second by Ashley King. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
2 weeks is plenty of time.
It's Good Friday.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the schedule. We're out to do that.
It'd be September 3rd.
September 3rd.
Is that not?
Yeah. It's the Friday after Labor Day.
Yeah.
So, it always happens. There's always the deadline right after a holiday.
I know.
So it's actually work 24 hours a day, right? 7 days a week?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Guys. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I do this work.
We have.
I'm an architect. I've done that before.
In my office, I don't think we thought about this.
Turn on the recording.
Yeah.